107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us once again is the dynamic duo with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, Jess Jaritzman and Shay Harrod, joining us in studio with lots to talk about. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back again.
Absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure. Well, it's a busy time as we're heading into fall. Now, just recently, we had tested our smoke alarms, but we're segueing into another big week that's coming up. Jess, what's going on here?
Yes, so the annual Fire Prevention Week is coming up. It's usually the second week every year in October, put on by the National Fire Prevention Association. So we follow along with all of their education. And of course, we do our open houses during that week, and we really focus on the theme every year. This year's theme is Charge into Fire Safety, lithium-ion batteries in your home. So it's really just an awareness of using lithium-ion batteries, buying only listed products, charging devices safely, and of course, recycling those batteries properly.
Perfect. So again, it's Fire Prevention Week. It is October 5th through to the 11th. And let's talk about these lithium ion batteries, because there's a lot of misconceptions about these things. Or what did you want to spotlight? I mean, obviously, we're talking about, you know, buy only listed products and charge those devices safely. But it's also handling them safely, too, if you will.
Yes, there's definitely things that can go wrong with those batteries, and mechanical damage is one of them. I know kind of every time we drop our phone, we might think no big deal, but you are essentially damaging your device at that point, and it can cause problems within that device on a sort of Cole's nose version, but essentially a lithium ion battery is a device or a battery that has a lot of energy stored in a small amount of space. And what happens when it either is exposed to too much heat or it's damaged in some way, it can lead to what we call thermal runaway. And essentially that can be an overheating of the device where the batteries can explode, catch fire. So they are a hazard, but if we look after them safely and we do buy those products that are tested for use in Canada, so they either have the ULC or the CSA label. There's a lot of those listed devices, and you can look those up. But just ensuring that it has been tested. You know, we see problems when it comes to batteries that have been either sort of worked on the side, which we don't want to be doing, or buying products off of sites that haven't been tested. So it could be from Amazon, Temu, any of those sites that really you can buy anything from, and we're really not sure where the products were made or manufactured. So just being aware.
That's a really good point right there. And being aware how many devices or products have these types of batteries, I think that's fair to say.
There's all kinds of these devices out there that use lithium-ion batteries. Some of these might be e-scooters, e-bikes, e-cigarettes, smoke alarms, toys. The newest thing is EV cars. There's a lot of products out there. Not everybody knows exactly what's in there, but yeah, you should go around your house and kind of make a list to actually see what you have.
Yeah, and Shay, it's about, again, making sure you buy these proper batteries. Make sure they have the labeling on there and that sort of thing. I think that's fair to say.
Yes, definitely buying the proper batteries, but also the charging devices that you have to charge with. The cords, make sure you're getting them from a reputable site and not, like Jess said, Amazon or anything like that.
Yeah, and speaking of the cords, you know, those cords get frayed or they get damaged pretty easily. And you think, you know, I'll just tape it up, it's okay. But especially when we're dealing with this kind of battery, that's not necessarily a good idea.
No, definitely not. Kind of like with any electrical device, even if it's just a plug-in unit or for something that just needs electricity, right? We don't want any frayed wires. You know, we've got Christmas coming up. We talk a lot about that during that time, making sure your Christmas lights and stuff aren't frayed. It's no different with these devices. You want to make sure that that cord is intact and functioning properly. They can overheat easily. And again, like Shay said, just the proper cord for it makes a difference, because there is modules inside there that manage that battery. And when you put a cord into that battery that doesn't sort of compute, when they don't talk to each other properly, that's when the problems can occur. You can get the overheating and the catching of the fire of the device.
Okay, there is great information here. We'll share it on our socials, of course, at mystratfornow.com. And I do like this theme, charge into fire safety, again, with lithium ion batteries in your home. And again, as we've spotlighted, you might be surprised how many of your devices have these types of batteries, for sure. So we've got some open houses going on, too, as part of Fire Prevention Week. This is fun.
We do. Every year, it's just a great way to bring people into our sort of fire service world, let them check out our fire stations. We always have tons of activities going on for the kids. So we have our fire safety houses. We have them allowed to spray the hose. We have obstacle courses set up for them. Sometimes we'll have extrication demos or stovetop demos. There's always lots of stuff going on. It's just a great time. You can talk to the firefighters, come ask us about any fire safety questions you do have in your home, and just really come see what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. And those will be posted online in terms of the times and all that sort of thing?
Yes, they will. Just check out our socials. We're on Facebook and we're also on Instagram now, so happy to share there as well. So just come check us out.
All right. And Shay, I know we've often asked Jess about these open houses, how much fun she has with the kids. How about you in terms of these open houses and get-togethers?
Yeah, last year was my first year helping out at them, and honestly, it's just such a nice turnout to see how many people from the community actually come out, and it's honestly rewarding for us to be able to educate these people and make sure that they are fire safe.
You bet. It's all about fire safety with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Jess Jarithman and Shay Herod, thanks so much for all the details. Really appreciate your time.
Yes, thanks for having us again.